Hello, slave. Listen to my voice. We're going to explore just how much of a submissive little slut you are. I want you naked, kneeling, and able to touch yourself. Pause the recording until you can make this happen. Good. Now we'll begin. Let's be clear, you are not allowed to touch yourself. I will allow you to do that only if it suits me. So keep your hands away from your slutty pussy. I don't care how wet you are, how turned on you are by my voice. Your pussy is mine, and you are not to touch it, slave. Is that clear, my slutty little bitch? Now, imagine you're in a bedroom, kneeling on the floor, arms behind your back, head bowed, waiting for me. You hear the sound of footsteps. And as well as my footsteps, you hear the click of high heels on the hard floor. And you see me walk in as you look up, and you see a woman walk in with me. A woman in lingerie, wearing a collar, hands cuffed. Can you guess what's going to happen? She's tall, very curvy, but with muscular shoulders, short black hair, large breasts. I start to kiss her neck, raking my nails over her shoulders as I release her wrists from the cuffs and let them fall with a clatter. Your eyes meet hers, and you recognize each other. She's someone you know. You watch, upset and frustrated, as I kiss her neck and run my fingers and my nails over her shoulders and her breasts. She's looking at you, unsure. Don't worry, it's only one of my other subs, I say. But I know her, she says. And I reply, I know, it adds to the fun. You will serve me, and that slutty little bitch kneeling on the floor will serve us both. You blush, looking down. We come towards you, inspect you, like an animal at a market. I tell you to show her how wet you are, and you open your legs wide for us. We open your mouth and stick our fingers in, poke and prod at you. And then I order you to kneel in front of each other. I tell you to lift her breasts out of her lingerie and worship them. You glare at her for a moment, but then you obey, and she smirks as your hands cup her breasts and begin to caress them, and your mouth worships her nipples. After a while, I tell her to stand and remove her panties. She takes them off, her very wet panties, and daringly she wipes them across your face. You gasp at the smell and the taste and sigh pleasurably, and then blush as you realize what you've done. I order to kneel down, lying on her chest, torso flat against the floor, and to present her ass to us. I tell her to reach back and part her cheek. She does so, and I order you to rim her. You look up at me questioningly, and quickly I pin your arms behind your back and give you six hard spanks for hesitating. You yelp, puts your head into her ass crack and starts to lick her aloud. And she pushes her bum back against you, gasping. And as you continue to lick, her gasps turn to moans. Moans that suddenly stop. You look up and see I'm gagging her with my cock, the cock that you thought was yours. You stop for a second, frustrated. Then think better of it and keep on licking. But I see you pause and order you to stop and crawl to me. And then order both of you, my new alpha slave and you, my slutty little bitch, to kneel in front of me, arms behind your backs, clasping your elbows. You crawl towards me, and I use the crop to encourage you to move more quickly and kneel. And you kneel looking up at me, next to her, the other slave, your rival. I lash both of your asses with the crop, because I can. And you feel perhaps that you bear the pain better than her, which makes you proud. And you smile smugly. And then you smile more so as I tell you to put your hands around the base of my cock. And you do so, grinning happily. And then I order you to guide it into her mouth. Still smiling, slave? She looks at you with laughter in her eyes and I fuck her mouth. You do as you're told, but you're clearly jealous. I tell you how good my cock feels in her mouth. I tell you to watch her technique. And you watch, wet, needy, frustrated and humiliated. And I start fucking her mouth harder and deeper. She takes it all and you watch jealously. I pull out. My cock is soaked with her spit. I wipe it off with my hands and then smear it over your face. I then tell you to open your mouth. And you open wide, hopeful, desperate for my cock to fuck your throat. I laugh and tell you that you're a greedy little bitch. And then walk away to the bed. I tell you that you must slap your wet cunt 5 times for being so overeager, and then crawl to the bed. You slap it, counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you crawl to the bed. Alpha Slave uses the crop to make you move more quickly. I order you to lie on the bed, on your back, arms and legs spread. I cuff your wrists and ankles with soft restraints, attaching them firmly. I link the cuffs to straps and tie you very tight, pinning you in an X shape. You're on your back, spread-eagled, looking up, unable to move. Your head just on the edge of the bed. And you look up and you see us stand above you and kiss, touch, caressing, exploring each other's bodies. You watch me do to her everything that you want me to do to you. And then I order her to kneel above you in a 69 position, but not touching. She's so close to you, yet she could be 1,000 miles away. You squirm, frustrated, wet, needy. And you see my cock appear above your face, so, so close, before it slides into her cunt, her tight, wet, hungry cunt. And I begin to fuck my alpha slave. We fuck like animals. You're so jealous. You hate her. You despise her. But you can't help craning your head up to try to lick us both. You're so desperate to be involved, you'll take any scraps that we leave you. I fuck her harder, faster. You see my full length plunging in and out of her, so close yet so far away. You desperately try to lick me, and you succeed. Your tongue slides along my cock, and then onto her pussy. You try to stop, but your tongue lashes her clit, and she screams, and she comes. You tipped her over the edge. You fail to look only me and you've made your rival come. I keep fucking her and order you now to lick her properly. Her cunt grinds down onto your face and you lick her because you know your place. You lick her pussy lips. You lick her clit. You lick my shaft and my balls all soaked with her juices. You can't get enough of the taste. We fuck hard and fast and you watch us. That thick cock sliding in and out of your rival. My alpha slave. She and I fuck harder. I spank her ass. I pull her head back by her hair. I fuck her over and over. And thanks to my cock and your eager tongue, she's coming constantly now. You just want to please us both. You know your place. She and I take it in turns to reach down with our fingers and tease your wet pussy. You're desperate for release, but we won't give it to you. Your face covered in her cum. And she starts begging for my cum. She starts pleading with me, her master, to come in her. Begging so hard, over and over, as I fuck her, pulling her hair, spanking her. You look up. You want my cum. You feel her body pressing down on yours. You see me thrust even harder. I'm shouting, screaming in pleasure. So is she, pleasure that you're giving to us. You hate her, but you're making her come over and over. My slutty little bitch. I fuck her harder, screaming her name. I stick my thumb into her ass, and her body bucks and writhes, forcing her cunt down on your face. You lick us both. She comes for a third time. You look desperately, trying to win my favour, and then I come screaming, my cock spasming, my body shaking. You desperately try to taste me, but my cum shooting is inside her now, over and over. And I stop, with my cock still fully inside her. I look down at you and say, time to swallow and clean, little bitch. I pull out my cock and my cum spills from her onto your face. Soaking you. It pours from her pussy into your mouth. And then I take her by the hips and pull her down onto your face and order you to lick her clean. And you do. Every fold of skin, every nook and cranny, you lick greedily, needy. She gets up and we move around to stand in your field of view. I release one of your wrists, and I say that you may make yourself come, provided that you thank Alpha Slave for making you come. And you hesitate, swallowing your pride, and say thank you. And now in real life, Slave, I want you to start touching yourself, but you can't come, not just yet. Your body responds quickly. You feel it building. You've been desperate for release for so long, my slave. Desperate as we'd fucked above you. Desperate as you've made us come. Desperate as we've taken our pleasure from you, but you've had none of your own. And the pleasure builds in your body. Builds like fire in you. Stronger and stronger. And I'm going to count down from 10. And on 1, you will come for me, slave. 10. 9, you'll come at 1 and no sooner. 8, 7, 6, 5, not yet, 4, 3, 2, and now, my slutty little bitch. 1. Come for your master. Come now. Your orgasm overtakes you. Your body shakes. You scream, cry and moan. Your whole being in rapture. You almost break free of the cuffs and your spasms of joy. And finally the pleasure slows and you come back to the world, panting. You hear the click of high heels and see your rival walk out of the room without a word. You hear movement, and I walk back into your field of view. You see me standing over you, my cock still semi-hard right over your face. I put the thumb and the forefinger around the base of my cock. I squeeze out the last of my cum, gifting it to you. It falls onto your lips. I lean down and whisper into your ear as your body still shakes with receding pleasure. Well done, my slutty little bitch. Well done.